Yes, it is.
Wow. Hi, guys.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. We're loving the NTA's performance. Loving the song. How was that? Good night for you. Any gossip?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. No gossip, apart from the fact that I was really upset I didn't meet Gloria Gaynor. You can imagine.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
I tried to bump into her in the, you know, in the corridor and stuff backstage and didn't see her once.
Oh, not
but
even in the girls' loo?
She did tweet me,
I saw that. That has got to be...
I was like, yes.
Yeah, she's
legend.
Absolute legend. Are you, any other names to drop from the other night? Who were you rubbing shoulders with? Or who's the best name you could possibly drop in your career so far?
Oh, my career so far? I think Pharrell Williams is up there.
I think he's
a big one.
How did that conversation go?
It was kind of like, I went, hi, Pharrell. And he went, hey.
Yeah.
That was it.
Some your egos, still Pharrell.
Oh, that was worth so much, though. Was it just that one, hey?
It was. And the thing is, it was like he was almost like floating. Like he wasn't walking, he was just like floating.
Oh. And look how happy it's made you.
Yeah. Hey, so the new song is More and More. So we were wondering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we were wondering, Flo. There must be that one thing somewhere in your life that you can just keep having more and more of. Like for me, it's Rice Krispies. I can never stop with the Rice Krispies. What's that thing you can have more and more of?
Mine's chicken.
Yeah. Oh.
Definitely. I don't think I go a day without eating chicken. At some point in the day, I have to have chicken.
Well, that must mean that, because I've seen pictures of you in Nando's. That must mean you've got the black card, yeah?
I wish I had the black card.
No!
We've not
Someone go and knock on, like, Nando's head office door and try and get me a black card.
You've got to get it, because we talked to Perry, you know, and it's Perry Chicken, you know, Perry out of Little Mix. They haven't got a black card either, so I don't know what's going on, man.
It's hard. They're being tough now. I don't know what I have to do, but I'm going to find out.
Do you think Ben Haynell's got one, because he won it? Do you think?
Better not have one. I'm very upset.
How about Chico? Do you think he's got one? Because we were swatting up on our Flurry's history and we were like, oh yeah, back in 2005, X Factor, you and your girls.
We were buddies, me and Chico.
Yeah, and then Chico goes through to the next week though.
Well, that's true. I know. That was hard time. That was hard to deal with.
Man.
I was in the bottom two of Chico and then he got through. I mean, it was sad.
Oh, so do you still hang out with Chico?
No, but I'm still in contact with him.
Oh,
I actually saw him when I was on the show.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Oh, so every time you hear Chico time, it isn't like a knife through the heart then?
Yeah, I mean, it does hurt. It brings back sore memories. But, you know, I'm over it.
Exactly. You have moved well and truly on. Moved on from your job as a waitress. Is that true? You were a waitress
exactly.
as well back in the day?
Yes. I was a waitress in a nightclub, so the girls, the annoying girls that come through with the champagne sparklers, that was me.
Yes.
You must have got some good tips working in a nightclub.
Amazing tips. But it was funny because I was constantly spending nights serving other pop stars and superstars that used to come into the club.
Okay.
Oh, did you ever spill a drink on someone on accident or maybe not?
No, but someone did actually catch my hair on fire with a sparkler.
Fleur, surely if one bit of your hair goes up, the whole lot goes up.
Literally, I was walking and this girl, it was so funny, bless her, she was on a trial day as well for the job. And she just lit my hair with a sparkler. And someone was like, Fleur, your hair! And I was like, ah! And I just dipped my head into an ice bucket on someone's table. And all this hair started falling out. And I was like, no!
Oh, no, that's awful! Oh my God! Now we are up on your history. At least we hope we are. When you were little, obviously you dreamed always of being a pop star. You're an overnight sensation after like 15 years working at it. But when you were a little kid, you used to like interview. You do like practice your interviews when you were little in your bedroom.
Yeah, I used to have teddy bears lined up.
Aww.
I used to interview people. I used to answer questions. I used to practice my autograph for hours.
Oh, man. Flo, I feel under pressure now as you're so experienced with interviewing teddy bears. How do you think me and Gary are getting on at this moment?
You're doing well. You're doing well.
Oh, thanks very much.
All right. We're never going to live up to Humpty Dumpty or whoever
else
you had there.
What tough questions. Did the teddies ever ask you a question? If so, what was the big question they used to want to know about Fleur, you know, little Fleur?
Well, Well, I didn't think my questions were that developed then. It was probably just, what's your favourite colour? What's your favourite food? Those kind of questions.
Oh, we've got all those coming up right now, actually.
You've already beat that. You've already beat the standard, guys.
Okay, well, I reckon one of your favourite colours has got to be silver, because the album's gone silver, so you get the silver disc. And that's, you know, on its way to gold and platinum, of course. Where are you going to put that silver disc, though, in the house? Or where's it going to go?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm going to have to give it to Mum or Dad.
Oh, that's nice.
Because they'll probably just be jealous if they come around and see it without them. It happened with my graduation pictures. I don't actually have my graduation photos.
No, do you know, I don't either. They're
my
around
mum
my
and
mum's.
Dad have them.
Where are you going, do you think, with your silver disc? Is that going downstairs toilet, or will it be a mantelpiece?
Probably mantelpiece.
Mantelpiece, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, Fleur, as a fellow female, I've got to ask you about your hair, okay? Because we got confused looking at your backstage stuff when you were getting ready for the National Television Awards. We were having a debate, and I think I've got this right and Gary's got it wrong, because he reckons your big hair is a wig and the little sleek bob thing in the video is your real bonnet. And I was like, no, the big hair's real.
No,
that bob thing is a wig.
No. Believe it or not, yes, the bob was a wig.
How on earth do they cram your hair under that little thing?
He had to like plait my hair, twist it, everything to get it really tiny, and then shove this wig on top. But it looked so real. And I just thought it'd be so funny to go out. My A&R, who I work with, walked straight past me, didn't even recognise me.
Oh,
everyone was really confused.
I imagine the people from the label, the record company, having kittens. It's like, you're Fleur with the big hair. Get your big hair back now.
Honestly, even when I was on the show at X Factor, any time my hair was slightly different or curled differently, Simon would be like, what's going on? What's going on with Fleur's hair this week?
Yeah, because we all know his hair never changes. One bit of hair is never out of place on that man's head.
No, he likes to be comfortable. Simon, let's stick to what he knows.
It's the most polite thing anyone's ever said about him. Yeah. Nice to be comfortable. I like that. That's good. Okay, Fleur, you've talked about how you bumped into Pharrell. It made you very happy. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Appy. What would you say at the moment is your most used app going on your phone?
Appy. Probably Instagram.
Ah, yeah.
I think that's the one I'm on the most.
Hectic.
I like to post a lot on there, and I like to spy on people on there as well.
Love a bit of social media spying.
Yes,
it is the best. And because obviously we're the breakfast show, when you've already, you know, travelled all over the place, what was the best breakfast you've ever had? What made it special? Where was it?
Oh, the best breakfast?
Yeah. Mm.
That's a very interesting question. Mm. Probably one of them was when I was in LA recording the album, because it was like an American breakfast. So it was like waffles, pancakes, syrup, eggs, beans. It was lovely. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Just, more is more.
Yeah, yeah.
More is more, people.
More and more.
More and more.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we play a game, Fleur. I want to be up playing this before you go, because I know you've got to get on to the next guys. But We play a little game. It's called 10 in 20. And our listeners come on every morning. They play. We give them 20 seconds to give us as many answers as they can to a question. So the question might be something like, can you name, you know, as many types of cheeses as you can? And then you just go and get through as many as you can. But we've got a question. We've got a question for you. And we've got 20 seconds on the clock. So we're going to throw it at you. And we're going to see how you get on. Are you up for this?
Yes.
Yeah. Carl, you're going to ace this thing.
What is it?
Okay, your question is this. As you are called Fleur, which of course means flower. We need you to name as many flowers as you can. You got 20 seconds, Fleur. Go!
Lilies, roses, daffodils, sunflowers, tulips, hydrangeas. And I've said lilies. What are the flowers? Fleurs. Venus flytrap.
Ooh.
Venus flytrap.
Boom, Fleur, you're out of time.
I'm out of time.
I slightly lost count. I made it about seven. Did you make it seven?
Yeah, well, I've got to say, we had Louisa Johnson on playing the game a couple of weeks ago. Louisa got six. You have beaten her. You've gone to the top of the leaderboard.
Top of the celebrity 10 in 20 leaderboard. Congratulations,
top of the leaderboard.
Yes.
Amazing.